Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good afternoon, Mr. Parry.
Yeah, hi.
It's time. What do you mean, hi?
Well, I mean, it's not afternoon. Hi. It's timeless. We are a timeless entity.
Well, it's good afternoon because that's kind of a greeting that you can use almost at any time of the day
or
night.
Do you know what I like?
Because at some place in the world, it's the afternoon.
Yeah, but do you know what I like?
What do you like?
Buenos dias.
That means good day.
Buenos dias.
That's generally what you say in the morning.
No. That could be any time, anywhere around the world.
No,
okay?
It couldn't, because if it's evening, you say buenas noches, which means good night.
Okay, ciao.
Yeah.
All right,
just
come on, get on with it.
Get on with
this.
This is on the record.
It
we
certainly
are the
is,
two
yeah.
mics. Can
yeah.
you tell us what has been going on in the big wide world of the two mics, please?
Do you know what I like?
What do you like?
Now, we're a multimedia operation.
We are the world.
We are the people. We're a multimedia operation,
right? We are the world. We are the children.
We are the children, right.
We are the ones who make a brighter day.
Yeah.
So let's start giving.
That's right. Now then, you dirty rat, right?
What?
You put out a picture of me this week without my shirt on, didn't you?
That was last week.
That was last week, yeah. Okay. So you put out a picture of me last week
without
my shirt.
Well, a picture came to my possession.
No. Right?
Yes, it did. A picture came into my possession.
Yeah.
Which was of you and the incredible torso that you have, right?
Yes.
Naked. Captured while you were changing from one outfit into another.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, people want to see that, and a lot of people have thanked me for putting it out.
Oh, yeah, thank you for putting
and
it out.
To be honest, you can't be sure that I put it out because it was put out on the Two Mics Twitter account. If you may remember, that is not run by me.
No, it's not run by me either, but I'd like to find out the people who ran it because, you know, trying to do me in there. All I was doing was changing shirts because we were doing some camera shots and that kind of stuff, and you dirty rat, you tried to embarrass me.
If I was you, I would be happy because a lot of people have said you look like you've lost a bit of weight.
Yeah, well,
that's
true.
You don't look too bad for a man of your years.
I hate the old moobs, don't you?
Well, I don't like them, to be honest.
No.
You know, what would you expect me to say? You expect me to go, oh, yeah, no, I think they look great.
No.
You ought to fucking know that that's how you look.
Excuse me, lambs, it's a family show.
I'm sorry.
Family show, yeah.
The point is you should know that's how you look.
Yeah, well, you know.
If you don't want to have your picture taken with your shirt off, don't take your shirt off.
I didn't take my shirt off to have my picture taken. Some dirty rat took the picture and I wasn't there. Anyway, the reason I ask
about your obsession with your own body, is that what we're going to do?
The reason I ask is that you can actually turn body visions to your advantage, right?
Body visions.
Yeah, body visions.
What
right. Well, let me tell you this: there's a high street fashion model, okay?
Yeah.
And this lady's name, very nice lady, Bonnie Lockhart.
Bonnie Lockhart.
Lockhart. It's L-O-C-K Hart, right?
I don't think I've heard of her.
Now,
she's not a supermodel, is she?
No, she's not a supermodel, no. But she starred in a campaign last summer for Ann Summers. And Ann Summers...
Oh, the sex shop.
The sex shop, yeah.
Well, she's a sex model, then, is that what you're
She's not a sex model because she kept all the clothes on. But...
Yeah, I've seen the models in Ann Summers, right?
Yeah.
Half the things they wear do not really cover up much of what they are.
Well, she's a respectable lady. She keeps the she keeps the clothes on and all that. And it's Ann Summers, but Ann Summers meets a demand for people to enjoy the...
Listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Ann Summers.
To enjoy the intimacy of relationships
there's
and all that kind of stuff.
There's nothing wrong with Ann Summers, but no point telling me that if you're a model for Ann Summers, you're not modelling lingerie, which basically shows off everything.
Yeah, but anyway, listen, what happened was...
anyway?
Well, I'm just telling you how this develops.
They have peephole bras, that kind of thing.
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
That's what they sell.
No. Listen, a family show. I'm not getting into that, right?
Well, that's what they sell.
Anyway, what she did was she decided, after getting some sort of responses on Twitter and all this kind of stuff, that people wanted to see more of her.
Well, from when she was appearing in these kind of horrible pieces of lingerie, is that what you
mean? Whatever. Anyway, guess what she did? She then devised a system to offer people to watch her stripping online.
So she's now a stripper online. online.
Yeah, she's a stripper online.
She's hardly Kate Moss, this woman, is she?
No, hardly Kate Moss. Right. Do you know how much she can charge for this? £5.99 a minute.
That's more expensive than 2 mics.
It is, yeah.
I mean, TMTV costs you £2.99 a month.
Exactly. Less than the price of a pint.
You can have as many minutes as you like.
But this is
fine. Mind you, I can imagine people would pay us $5.99 a minute not to take
pleasure. Oh, exactly. Yeah, they'd have paid me $5.99 a minute not to take that shirt off. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But anyway, some of these...
So if she does it for an hour...
She does it for 5 minutes. For one guy, it's £30.
That's
or
not
one
bad, is it?
Woman. I don't know if women want to see a strip off.
Well, I don't know either.
But anyway, just to let
you
know...
How did you find this story out?
What?
Were you watching her?
No, I wasn't watching her
well,
at all.
How did you find it out?
I came across it in one of my...
Really?
In one of my...
your sex journals.
No. One of my all-encompassing news journals.
H&E or whatever it's called.
Yeah. But no. Anyway, she's done okay from it because she now has bought 3 properties in the last year.
Right.
And
these are the kind of people that buy property, by the way.
That's right.
People who are absolutely and utterly with no moral compass. You admire her because she's bought property.
Yeah,
but
I do.
In fact... it's the kind of thing that you should absolutely deplore.
I do.
You should say she has no moral compass. What on earth is she doing?
No.
Sullying herself.
No, she's not sullying herself. She's meeting
she's
a demand.
Do you really think all she's doing is taking her clothes off?
Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah.
So, what do you think happens when she takes her clothes off?
What are you trying to suggest, then?
Well, I imagine that she then performs.
No, rubbish.
Of course, she does.
This is a family show. This is a family show.
Yeah,
it's a family show.
You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you. Anyway, listen.
She doesn't get £5 an hour a minute, for just taking her knickers off.
No, this is a family show, and I want you to stop that. Okay.
You're the one.
I'm talking about the business brain of this woman. Okay. Now, she also bought
a business brain from here.
Bought a Lamborghini Gallardo motor, cost £100,000.
That's ridiculous.
So she's got 3 properties, a Lamborghini Gallardo motor, right? She's only 30.
Why does she want to drive around a bloody Lambo? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. And she does all this on what's called the Adult Work website, right?
Oh, yeah. So there's no sex involved, then?
Her profile, right, to make it absolutely clear what she's all about, says, I'm cheeky with a perfect smile, but an even better ass.
So you don't think she's waving that around
at
the camera?
Well, I don't know.
I dread to think what she's doing with it.
Anyway, she's from Whiteleaf in Surrey, she's from Surrey Stockbroker Belt.
Well, Surrey's full of scumbags.
No. So she'll have decent parents.
You know, porn star. She's a porn star. That's what she is.
No, she's not. She's not.
What do you think she does when she takes her clothes off?
She says in quotes, I don't think stripping is anything to be ashamed of.
I don't think it is either.
My dad wishes I could make money in other ways, but he's very happy I make the money I do.
That's nice.
You know? So
what a lovely family. So when they get around the old Sunday roast table, and he says to her, you know, how much have you made this week, darling, for getting your very beautiful ass out in front of the camera?
Yeah.
And what do you think she says to him?
Yeah, well...
Oh, it's great, Dad. I've just bought myself another house in Stockbroker Belt, Surrey.
Maybe. Now, the point is, I mentioned there the Lambo, didn't I?
Are you going to tell people how they can watch her, then?
No. Yeah, I'm not interested in promoting her business. I like enterprising people. And she suddenly realised there was a demand for people to see more of her, so she's turned that into cash.
Well, there's plenty of young women.
Now, there's a demand for people to see us or listen to us and all that.
That's
they
true.
Want to see more of us in the flesh, but
well,
they want to listen
taking
more.
Her clothes off.
No. Now, what I was going to say was...
What were you going to say?
Best part of that story was about the car, the Lambo, OK?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Have you ever driven a
Lamborghini Gallardo? No.
Have you ever tried to get in one?
No, have you?
No.
No, exactly.
I have driven a Ferrari. A friend of mine once had a Ferrari for the weekend, many years ago.
Yeah.
And I drove it. It was a Dino Ferrari.
Yes.
And one of the old, what is now a classic Ferrari.
Yes.
Very hard to drive.
Yeah, I should imagine
really,
it is.
And also very, very hard to get in and out of.
Yeah, I should imagine it is.
You know, because it's like one of those the racing bucket seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, certainly now, I think I would probably struggle to get in or out of either a Lambo or a Ferrari.
I think in those days,
was still, you know, I was maybe about the same size as I am now.
Yes.
But I was a little bit more supple. And very difficult to get in and out of.
Sure, I totally agree.
And you know what I found really hard?
What do you find hard?
The gear change, right?
Gear change.
If you look inside the Ferrari,
it just shouldn't have a gear change, should it?
Yeah,
it's an automatic,
it
isn't it?
No. Well, the older Ferraris have got this silver kind of gearbox in the middle,
right?
But instead of moving, you know, like you would normally move a regular gear stick, it goes into slots.
Right.
Right. So the first gear is in a slot. Then the second is in a slot.
Right.
And third is in a slot.
Yeah.
You don't just move it. You have to make sure you get it right in the slot. You know what I mean?
I say, get it in the slot.
So it's quite hard.
Now, we have a business colleague called Gary, right? Good guy. And
he's got a Lambo.
Well, it's better than that. Yeah. We were talking yesterday after we did some work with him and you departed.
Yeah.
And I said, look, when I get filthy rich again, which is what I'm determined to do.
What do you mean again?
Well, you know, I've got
to... I didn't realise you'd lost a load of money.
No, I haven't lost a load of money, but
you've been filthy rich for years.
Well, no. What I'm saying is I'm thinking of buying an Aston Martin, but to do that, I want to make sure I'm going to make at least another 120 grand. van somewhere, you know what I mean, next year.
Well, are you going to make enough money to buy the car outright?
Well, yes, I want to buy the car outright.
It's the kind of thing people want to listen to.
Well, yeah, because...
He's boasting about how much money
No, because what I'm saying is, Gary just sort of nodded sagely. Gary's, you know, sort of around about my age, early middle age.
He's a bit younger than you. I think he's closer to my age than yours.
He said...
You realise that in the last On the Record series, by the way, you gave away your age, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I didn't. No.
You did. You talked about the first time.
How do you know the facts I gave in that were right?
Well, I mean,
you're talking about 1963, 8 years of age and all that. Yeah, well.
Well, you're saying it's not true?
I'm not saying it's not true.
Are you saying that you're now admitting to the fact that you give out facts which are untrue?
No, not at all.
That you are, in fact, a liar.
No, you know what it's like. You know, figures, damned figures.
Yeah.
You can do anything with damned figures.
Well,
what's that quote? What's the quote?
Lies, damn lies.
Lies, damn lies. And yeah, statistics. Yeah.
Well, the point is that you said, in response to a question about when did your father take you to your first Everton game?
Yes.
You told us that you were 8 years of age.
Yes, OK. Well, it doesn't matter. That's history. That was in the last one.
OK.
Now, I want to tell you about this one. So Gary then said... Mark, yeah, Aster, because he's from Blackburn, Lancashire, 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire.
Yeah.
And he said, Aston Martins, he said, yeah, he grew up on them, and pointed to his son.
What do you mean?
Who was in his mid-20s, and I said, what do you mean? He said, when I lived in Birmingham, I used to take him to school every day, me, Aston Martin.
Oh, yeah?
So Gary's got a bit of a, you know, he's a bit of a black sheep, you know what I mean?
He's had
a few bob in the past.
He's had a successful, you're saying he hasn't got any now?
Well, he might have, hoped he has.
Well,
anyway.
Hope he hasn't lost the bloody money.
Exactly,
he's,
he's got
supposed to be running Two Mics TV, isn't
and
he?
He's our business partner, anyway. Yeah. But the other point I was going to say was, we were working in the Tottenham Court Road area yesterday, right?
We were, yes.
Just
very
before.
Very close to UCL.
UCL, University College London. Just before I met you, I very nearly got run over by, by this beautiful blue car, Everton Blue. And
Aston
as it
Martin,
passed, I thought it was a Lamborghini. Then I thought it was an Aston Martin. Guess what it was?
What was it?
Maserati.
A Maserati.
Well, and a magnificent
Mr. Simon
machine.
Jordan. Well, I'm thinking of getting a Maserati next.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Sorry, I've got
for
it wrong.
God's sake.
No, it wasn't
was
a Maserati.
Then?
Maseratis are reasonably cheap. No, do you know what it was?
Was it a Bugatti Veyron?
McLaren.
Oh, a McLaren?
It was a McLaren.
Well, you can't mistake a McLaren for any other car.
Well, you can because it's got, like, wings and all that kind of, you know,
you
straight
McLaren,
line wings.
A McLaren looks like a racing car.
Yeah, it does,
They don't make a saloon car. They don't make a sports car. They make what
it looks like a Lamborghini.
Yeah, it looks like a racing car.
Yeah, and a Lamborghini's not a racing car, is it?
Well, it is. It's like a road racing car.
Yeah,
these are supercars we're talking about. Our
big mate Sir Roderick Stewart.
Yes.
He got into a Lamborghini, according to a report.
Well,
I
imagine he's probably got a Lamborghini.
And I'm sure he has.
Although that car he came to the airport in,
it was a Mercedes.
Flew up to, it was a big battered old Mercedes.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah,
no,
it was.
How dare you insult
it was a battered old E-Class Mercedes.
The man who's the king of rock. I'm not having that.
Well, no, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
It was a battered old E-Class Mercedes.
I've got an E-Class Mercedes. There's nothing battered about E-Class
yours
Mercedes.
Yours isn't battered.
No, it's
this
not.
Was a lot older than yours.
Let me just say this to you. Let me just say this to you.
I imagine it wasn't his. I imagine
and
it was
he got behind the wheel, apparently, because I saw this report in a newspaper.
Yeah.
And then because of the paddles... Do you have paddles in your car?
I have paddles in my car, yeah. I don't like to use them, though.
I don't know how to use them.
Well,
I have no
easy.
Idea how to use them.
Well, you pull them towards you, right?
Yeah.
And one side...
And what's that do?
Well, they change gear. It's an automatic gearbox, right?
Not for me.
But what you do is, if you wish to have it in manual, effectively, you use the paddles to drive and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Well, I've got all the way up to 8 gears, right?
No.
I could go up to 8.
No, not
but
for me.
But there's no point. You know what happens sometimes?
What?
Is if I'm not paying attention and I'm sitting at the traffic lights, if I'm sort of moving about a bit or doing something with the phone or whatever, I can sometimes knock the paddles on with my knee.
Yeah.
Right?
That happens
and
to me, and then the car only goes 40 miles an hour.
Well, no, then you take off at the lights. It's
yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you're like,
or,
oh, shit, it's in first gear.
Or I can hit one of the paddles and it puts a speed brake on, like 40 miles an hour or something like that.
Well, that's a different thing.
Yeah,
that's the speed restrictor.
Yeah.
That's different. This is when you put your paddles on, and what you need to do, right, is go click, and it goes into second, and then you go, and then you go click into third, click into fourth.
Do you know what I'm saying to that?
What?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Anyway, so the point is, the bottom line is, right, that if you drive the car I suppose, a lot on smaller roads.
Yes.
It's quite good fun to drive manually. I used to like to do it in the old Land Rover.
Oh, I can't stand manual cars anymore.
But I don't like paddles.
I wouldn't know how to drive a manual car anymore.
Hang on. Let's just listen for a second.
Yeah, listen.
In the Land Rover that I had, Land Rover Discovery, you could use the gear shift, right, as a manual gear shift.
Right.
And by moving it left to right, and the Mercedes used to have this as well, before they came up with this sort of round thing in the middle, right?
Yes.
There was a proper paddle, a proper sort of gear stick, and you could hit it left or move it right,
okay,
and that would make you go up and down.
Yeah.
But that is a kind of a normal way to drive for me.
Normal way.
Because it feels like you've got your hands on the gear shift.
Okay.
But the paddles, I don't like.
You don't like them? I don't like them either. I don't use them. Now, listen. So we started off talking about successful women, okay? This lady
you started talking about stripper.
This lady who...
She's a stripper.
£5.99 a minute. I mean, that's how much is that now? 60 times 6. Is that £360 an hour?
60 times 6 is £360
an hour. I don't get paid quite as much as that, or neither do you on some jobs we do, but we do on some others.
On some others, yes.
On some others we do, actually.
Well, certainly when we do the Shepherd's Empire, we get a lot more than that.
And also when we do, like, some of these adverts for betting companies, we get a lot more than that, don't we?
That's true.
Yeah, which is good. Yeah. Now, what I want to say was...
Yeah.
I've come across another very successful woman.
Have you?
Who
does she
is...
take her clothes off as well?
No, she doesn't. No, guess what? This woman is a genius.
That woman. She's a genius. Who is she?
She's a genius, and she went to Harvard School.
Harvard Business School, you mean?
She graduated with distinction from Harvard University, not even the business school.
Okay.
Completed a doctorate at Columbia University in New York.
Yep.
And then decided to become a journalist at New Yorker magazine.
Okay.
Which we know very well, right?
We do.
Now then, she also writes psychology books.
What's her name?
One of them was How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So she's teaching you how to be analytical in your thinking process.
Even though he's a fictitious character.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Elementary, Dear Watson, all that.
Yeah, but he doesn't exist, though, does he?
For instance, if you'd have been in Sussex today, right, and then came in here to the studio to talk to me,
yes,
I would have known you're in Sussex by looking at your shoes and seeing that you had clay brown soil on the edge of your shoes.
No,
you say to me,
because it wasn't.
Because I'd say yes, that's only in Sussex.
You might say that, but actually, you wouldn't know that for sure. And also, I might have worn these boots the last time I was in Sussex.
Not in fact
today.
No, I'd have made out how old the soil was on
you
the shoes.
Know that.
You see what I mean?
I would. Also, today is quite a dry day. The weather's been quite hot, so there wouldn't be any residue of dust or indeed sand or soil.
Yes. Okay.
So you'd be wrong.
Anyway, the reason I like this woman, and her name is Maria Kournikova.
Kournikova?
Kournikova.
Well, like the tennis player.
No, it's not exactly the same.
There was
name,
a tennis player called Kournikova.
Kournikova,
of course it was.
All right, well, this is Maria Kournikova, okay? And she was born in Russia, and her parents emigrated. Kournikova, born in Moscow, moved with the family to the US as a child, and had this great education. Now, in her role as a journalist, gets what she decided to do.
What did she decide to do?
She decided to go to Las Vegas and write the big sort of expose inside story.
You know, there's Anna Kournikova, remember her?
Anna Kournikova, yeah, of course
remember
I do. Yeah,
is she any relation? Well, of course she's beautiful.
Yeah, no.
Do you remember Anna Kournikova?
I loved her. In fact, she got to the
Sharapova.
Yes, I did. She got to the semi-finals at Wimbledon one year. She did, honestly.
Do you know who her partner is?
Her partner is
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias. That's absolutely right. And guess what? I know the person whose house she rented at Wimbledon the year she got to the semi-final.
And who was that?
Very beautiful blonde woman.
Whose house?
Hey,
whose house?
It was Boris Becker's neighbour.
Boris Becker's neighbour's house.
Yeah, that's
right. Who was it?
Well, I don't know, but I
you
know
said
the
you knew who it was.
Well, I sort of met them, you know.
You met Boris Becker's neighbour.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
you don't remember who it was.
In the strawberry tent at Wimbledon. But anyway, listen,
by the way, it wasn't just some fantasy.
Do you remember a young lady who we used to work with called Gigi Salmon?
No.
Yeah, she was a big, tall girl and very...
I remember John Salmon.
No, she's big, tall, very striking lady, blonde hair and all that. She went off to work for Chelsea TV.
No.
Which I think she still works. Well,
really?
I think she still works. But
never heard of her.
One time when she was doing a sports broadcast, she said something about Anna Kournikova, and I said, wow, I said, Anna Kournikova must be one of the best-looking sportswomen in the world.
Yeah.
And she said, no, she's got a peasant's face.
Peasant?
I said, what? Yeah, peasant's face.
Well, she's Russian.
A Russian peasant's
There's
face.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what was funny about Gigi Salmon, the lady I'm talking about?
What was funny about her?
She went out with another chap here at at our radio
station.
If I
Google her, will I find her?
Yeah, probably. And guess what his name was?
I don't know, Tind.
No. She's Gigi Salmon, and the boyfriend who she went out with was called Trout. So it was Salmon and Trout. Yeah, seriously.
That's hopeless.
Salmon and Trout, yeah.
Well, you know, for a long time I used to make fun of the SNP.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had Alex Salmond, And Nicola Sturgeon.
No, that's right. Of course, it is Sturgeon Salmon. Yeah. Anyway, listen. The point of my story here about this this lady is she goes off to Las Vegas to learn how to play poker. To
freelance sports broadcaster. There you go.
Is that Gigi? Yeah, lovely lady. Yeah. And Chelsea TV and all that kind of stuff.
Are you saying you used to employ her?
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
what, here at Talk Sport.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. But anyway, listen. Let me tell you this.
She works for the BBC now, apparently.
Oh, does she? Yeah. Well, good luck to her. She's very good at what she does.
Is she?
Now, what I was going to say to you was this, right? In fact, actually, I got quite upset one year because, I'll tell you what happened. We for the first year, we got the FA Cup final commentary sorted out. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
we actually paid for it.
So we took this knackered old bus, and I mean, like, so knackered you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It could only go at 40 miles
an
hour.
Like a double-decker bus, you mean?
A double-decker bus, which somebody had to drive down from Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Some poor, you know, individual.
Why was it coming from Scotland?
Well, because it was a knackered old bus.
Wasn't the old Daily Record fan bus, was it?
It might have been, I don't know.
Because I can tell you a funny story about that.
Okay,
after you
that'll be good.
Me yours.
So this knackered old bus we find in some scrapyard in Scotland.
Yeah.
And the boss of Talksport at the time, he was a complete moron.
Yeah.
A half-baked idiot who...
Thank God it's not like that now.
Exactly. Who didn't know how to run things properly, right? He sent somebody up there and instructed them to drive this bus to London for the FA Cup final.
Okay.
Because there's
who was in
top
the FA
bus.
Cup finals, remember?
Yes, I do. It was Aston Villa and Chelsea.
Okay.
It was the last FA Cup final
at the old Wembley.
At the old Wembley, 2000, So anyway. So
was that the one where old, what's his face, scored the quickest goal in the FA Cup ever from like nearly the halfway line?
I'm not sure. Di Matteo, 42 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, actually. But anyway, the point of my story is, so this guy who was driving this bus from Scotland, it wouldn't go more than 40 miles an hour. Imagine how long it took to get to London.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Was even told that because of cost restrictions, he would have to sleep on the bus overnight. There were no hotel expenses, they say. So this guy took 4 days to get here, right? And then we all got on the top of the bus, open-top bus. It's like waving at fans and all that. The problem is we were parked next to another bus provided by a national newspaper, which was immaculate, had dancing girls on the top and festooned in balloons and all that.
Was yours painted with TalkSport colours?
Yeah, but at the very last minute, it was a black bus and it had TalkSport painted on it in yellow.
Okay.
It was crap. It was awful. One of the tyres had gone flat in the last part of the journey. You know, it was so knackered. It's such a knackered old. It was shameful to be on it, and I tried to hide. You know, I didn't want people to know I was associated with it. But the point of the story was...
Did you have any players on it, or was it just a load of...
No, it was a load of old rubbish.
I
think we hired, you know, some sort of, you know, Zed Row-type celebrity footballer, you know, somebody like, I don't know, somebody who played for Aldershot or something like that, you know, to stand on the bus and wave at the fans.
Right. Who once was, played in the FA Cup, in the final.
Yeah, once played in the FA Cup third round or something like that. So we're all standing on this blinking bus, and... I'm saying to myself, now, where's Gigi, you know, our sports reporter today?
Right.
That's where Gigi was.
Where was she? Driving the bus?
No. This man, Trout, right, who was sort of big shot in the commercial department.
Oh, yeah. And worked at TalkSport as well.
He worked at TalkSport as well. Yeah. That's the whole point of it, yeah.
He landed her with a great big fishing net, did he?
Something like that. He decided to impress her on how powerful he was. It was the first year we'd done the deal.
Keep nets, I think they called
it. And I'd been given two tickets for the final.
Yeah.
But old Trout had swiped six executive box tickets, which included lunch in the Great Hall at the old Wembley.
Oh, yeah.
And one of his guests was Ms. Trout.
Yes.
Who was my sports reporter, wanted to know where she was.
Yeah.
When I eventually got hold of her, she said, well, you know...
Did you not have mobiles in those days?
We didn't have mobiles in those days, no. I think we had mobiles, but they weren't very...
Yeah.
You know, nobody used them.
Well, it was easy to say, oh, sorry, your phone never rang.
That's right, or couldn't get a signal and all that kind of stuff, you know. And eventually, old Trout, who obviously had...
Has he married this guy, Trout?
No, I don't think so. Oh. But he had evil intentions towards Miss Zaman.
Yeah.
And he'd invited her to go to lunch. The funny thing was... At their table, as one of our guests, was the former chairman of Leeds, who you know, was around at the club when it sort of went south. You know what
really?
I mean? Peter, what's his name?
Oh, I know, Ridsdale.
Peter Ridsdale, thank you. And apparently, Mr. Ridsdale likes a glass or two over lunch. Yeah, according
to... Well, be careful you don't libel him.
To Gigi. I'm not libeling him. I'm not saying there was anything improper about it. I'm saying he liked it. I mean, you and I like a glass or two. We don't misbehave.
Yeah, well, certainly not. No, thank God
so,
for that.
So anyway, you know, I got quite upset about that. And the following year, right, when we come on again, I commented all the tickets, all of them.
Well, where was Salmon at this point? Or Trout, by the way?
She'd gone to Chelsea TV.
Well, where was Trout?
He'd been booted out as well, yeah. I think, or some gone somewhere.
Jumping back up the trout stream.
Yeah, that's right. Slippery he was, and I took all the favourite people that I like into the banqueting hall at Wembley.
So it wasn't a case of him doing it wrong. It was just that you were unhappy that you weren't part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was a prom director. Yeah. What was he doing there, taking all these people in there? So anyway, getting back to the lady. This is what we're talking about, right?
Is this Gigi Salmon we're talking about?
Gigi Salmon called Anna Kournikova, the tennis player, a peasant-faced woman,
yes, right? Okay.
She wasn't very nice,
it's a bit harsh, that.
Well, the sisterhood didn't exactly make, did it?
No.
But anyway, this lady I'm talking about, other Kournikova. Yes, Kournikova. Yeah, guess what she did?
I don't know.
Right.
She's Russian as well, right?
Yeah, I told you, she was born in Russia moved to America when she was young.
I've forgotten what you told me about her, because you've been talking about Gigi bloody Trout for the last 10 minutes.
What happens is...
what are we talking
about? By the way, another one of the books
I've completely forgotten what we're talking
about. Another one of the books this brilliant woman wrote was called The Confidence Game.
Oh, this is the psychologist woman, right?
All
right, I'm back in the room now.
This is Kournikova.
Yeah.
I've told you her first name, haven't I?
Yeah. It's not Anna.
What is it? It's...
Sarah?
No.
Monica?
Maria Kournikova.
Aquamarina. No, that's Marina, isn't it?
That was
Stingray.
Scarlet, wasn't it? Yeah.
No, that was Stingray. Not Scarlet.
Yeah, Stingray. Captain Scarlet.
No, Captain Scarlet wasn't Stingray.
So what was the name of the pilot of Stingray?
No, Captain Scarlet was different from Stingray.
He was the enemy. But who was the captain of Stingray?
Well, they were all like the Tempest, weren't they? It was Troy Tempest.
He was the guy, yeah. And Bones. Wasn't Bones the other guy?
He was in Star Trek.
He was in Star Trek, okay. Right, anyway, so...
you're thinking about brains, aren't you?
So this lady, this is the success story. I've been trying to...
What the hell is going on?
I'm trying to get to
my
you,
head's
right?
hurting.
She writes this book about... Yeah. She goes to Las Vegas, writes a book about gambling.
Gambling.
But she said...
Gambling? You didn't mention gambling.
Yeah, poker.
She's written books about, how to be,
If you'd have listened...
Assertive. You're confusing the hell out of me.
No. She went to Las Vegas because she was going to write the inside book on the gambling business, casinos and all that, the rackets that exist and all this kind of stuff, okay? But she said to somebody when she got to Las Vegas, look, the first thing I need to do is learn how to play... poker, so that I can actually sit around the tables and play and make my observations to write my book.
And she'd have to make money as well.
Eh?
Otherwise, you don't last long if you're not making any money, do you?
I don't know.
Well, if you can't stay at the table for long enough if you run out of money...
Oh, I see.
You need to be able to make money to stay sitting there.
Anyway, so she found a poker player and I said, well, give me a few lessons. He said, okay. She then became so proficient, she forgot about writing books. Right. She now appears in poker competitions all over the world.
She plays in like these big million
dollars. She was in the Caribbean this week, and won in the first round $84,600.
Not bad.
She's become such a proficient poker player.
Yeah.
She's now a full-time poker player, right?
Yeah.
And has given up being a journalist, writing books, going to Harvard or
anything else.
Okay?
Yeah.
Eh?
So she's now a professional poker player.
Yeah,
it's a bit like Victoria Coren. You know Victoria Coren?
Coren? Yeah. Alan Coren's daughter.
Coren, his name is.
Yeah, it's Coren.
It's not Coren.
Anyway, go on.
She's a professional poker player now.
Yeah. Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's a professional gambler.
Okay.
Makes a lot of money. In fact, I'll tell you what else.
Yes.
Do you remember the guy called Skaggs that used to work here?
Yes, I do.
Dan Scagnelli.
He was a substantial chap, wasn't he?
He was quite substantial. Big Arsenal fan.
Yes.
He's also now a professional poker player.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think
I don't know how well he does.
A couple of ex-professional footballers that we work with, and we won't name names, they're semi-professional
players.
In fact, I know one of them, who was an England international, I was told, $140,000 at a tournament not so long ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you should give it a go.
Maybe.
I don't think you've got the right kind of brain for it, though. You're too incapable of focusing.
She can earn up to $84,000 in a week. She earned $57,000 a week before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She says, I have tournaments to play and I've had to put my books on the back burner.
Right.
Now, that reminds me.
Woman.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you this question.
Do you want to hear my Daily Record bus story?
I do, in a sec, yeah. But sometimes...
What do you mean in a sec?
So, in a sec, hang on. Sometimes some of us might be genius at something that we've never tried.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I've never really tried to paint.
paint.
But I could be a genius. I could be a genius
artist.
Yes, you
have. Yeah, but you've drawn things, though.
I've drawn things,
yeah,
that's true.
You drew a thing for my mother, right, for a birthday card.
Oh, that's right.
Which looked like something a three-year-old would have drawn.
No, no, I was pretty good.
So I don't think that's really where your genius lies.
By the way, your mother's complained that you drank her wine. You know that, don't you?
She hasn't complained.
She has complained.
No, absolute rubbish.
I saw a note from her.
No,
why has my son drunk my wine?
She has not complained. That's absolute rubbish.
£218 bottle of wine I bought her. I gave it to you and you drank it.
You were supposed to send it to her.
You filthy scumbag.
No, you told me you were going to send it to her, right?
No, I was going to give it to you.
I came back to London, right? You hadn't sent it to her.
What's your story about...
You pretended that you'd sent it. Oh, she must not have got it, quoth you.
What's your story about the record
bus? My story about Daily Record Bus is they had also a fan bus that they used to take to various football matches, right?
Right.
When Celtic got into the UEFA Cup final against Porto, when Jose Mourinho was the manager of Porto.
I was there.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there with Mr. Brazil.
There you go. So that would have been
in
about
Sevilla.
What, 2003, something
Sevilla.
Like that?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Around about then.
Well, Jose won the Champions League in 2004, so you're right, yeah, 2003.
Yeah. So a load of, as you can imagine, Celtic fans went down to Sevilla.
Oh, man, we flew into Sevilla, and we looked below us out of the window of the plane, and the
sea
city was green,
Well, of course, one of the things that people now say as well is that after 9 months, after following that game, loads of red-headed, you know, kind of white kids were born.
That's right.
To all these Spanish women.
Same happened in Lisbon in 67.
Because all of these Celtic fans, you know, basically got involved with legoverism and managed to find lots of women to have sex with.
That's right.
So loads of their kids were born. Some of them stayed there. Some of them never went home.
That's
right. The thing is, the Daily Record is known by Celtic fans as the Daily Ranger.
Right.
So it's not a very popular paper.
No.
Right. And they always think that all the people that work there, all they do is write about Rangers.
Yes.
They've got an agenda against Celtic. So they got this. They had this guy whose name escapes me, but he was a kind of Frankenstein-esque figure.
Right.
Very big guy.
Right.
And he was a news reporter, and he was a sort of colour guy, right?
Yeah.
And he was at the front of this bus, on this open-top bus, and they drove it into what they called the fan zone.
Yes.
You know, to Celtic.
Oh, it's a fan zone at every big game. Yeah,
Daily Record all over it, right? Mm. The Celtic fans attacked it and started just chucking bottles at this guy and chucking bottles at the bus. Windows were getting broken.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they had to drive the bus away.
Oh, yeah,
they'd driven it. Forget about driving it from Scotland to London. They'd driven it from Scotland to Seville.
Good God.
They'd driven it the whole way, right?
Unbelievable.
Because you can't put it on a plane. It's a double-decker bus, right?
No, exactly.
So some poor sod had to drive it all the way down.
Yeah,
they had to hide it away from the fans.
Unbelievable.
So they didn't, like, torture it, set fire to it. And they completely destroy it.
Completely
and we were working for the Mirror in Glasgow at the time.
Yeah.
And we had our guys down there.
Mm.
And it was absolutely hilarious because every time anybody mentioned this bus, everybody just wanted to forget about it. Because,
my
the editor, who was a guy called Peter Cox at the time, was a complete hopeless
character.
Coxie. Everybody hated him, right?
Yeah.
From, you know, from Aberdeen to Stranraer. He's the most hated figure in Scotland.
Yeah, well, right? he wasn't happy when, like, when his wife became very friendly with a certain Glasgow Rangers footballer,
was
it?
Mr. Amoruso, yes. You shouldn't probably talk about that.
Well,
really.
You just did. I wasn't going to mention a footballer or anybody
else.
Well,
she wrote a book with Amoruso. Everybody knows that she wrote a book with him. You know, there are some who say that she did more than that. I'm not one of those people.
No, I wouldn't get into tittle-tattle like that.
I would not spread those kind of rumours. That would be wrong, I'm afraid. But a very funny period of time.
Indeed.
Do you really think all she's doing is taking her clothes off?
Well, yes, I do. That's
really?
Yes, I do,
So what do you think happens when she takes her clothes off?
What are you trying to suggest, then?
Well, I imagine that she then performs upon the camera.
No, no, rubbish, rubbish.
Of course she does.
This is a family show. This
is
a family show.
Yeah,
it's a family show.
You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm just telling you. Anyway, listen.
She doesn't get £5 an hour
a minute,
for just taking her knickers off.
No, this is a family show, and I want you to stop that, okay?
You're the one
I'm talking about the business brain of this woman, okay? Now, she also bought
I can see a business brain from here.
Bought a Lamborghini Gallardo motor, cost £100,000.
That's ridiculous.
So she's got three properties, a Lamborghini Gallardo motor, right? She's only 30.
Why does she want to drive around a bloody Lambo? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. And she does all this on what's called the Adult Work website, right?
Oh, yeah. So there's no sex involved then?
Her profile, right, to make it absolutely clear what she's all about, says, I'm cheeky with a perfect smile, but an even better ass. I've told you her first name, haven't I?
Yeah. It's not Anna.
What is it? It's...
Sarah?
No.
Monica.
It's Maria.
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 Maria Aquamarina. No, that's Marina.
Aquamarina.
No, that's Marina, isn't it?
That was...
Stingray.
Scarlet,
that was.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
No, that was Stingray. Not Scarlet.
Yeah, Stingray. Captain Scarlet.
No, Captain Scarlet wasn't Stingray.
Scarlet.
No.
So what was the name of the pilot of Stingray?
No, Captain Scarlet was different from Stingray.
He was the enemy. But who was the captain of Stingray?
They were all like Tempest, weren't they? It was Troy Tempest.
Troy Tempest. He was the guy, yeah. And Bones. Wasn't Bones the other guy?
Bones?
Sitting
he was in Star Trek.
He was in Star Trek, okay. I hate the old moobs, don't you?
Well, I don't like them, to be honest. No. But, you know, what would you expect me to say? You expect me to go, oh, yeah, no, I think they look great.
No. I think you ought to
fucking know that that's how you look.
Excuse me, Lambs, it's a family show.
I'm sorry.
Family show.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.